Hello, is this Mr. Henshaw?
Who you want to speak to?
I was looking for either you or Franklin or Roslyn.
What is your name?
My name is Will.
Will?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Some guy named Will wants to speak to you or Franklin. Hello?
Hello, is this Ms. Henshaw?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Will. I'm with CVA Homes. I believe you spoke to my colleague, Zach, a few months ago.
Yeah.
About your property on Orange Lane?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Were you still interested in selling that property?
Well, not this year. Maybe
okay.
Sometime next year.
Okay. What's happening now? What's going on?
Well, I still have it rented.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, are you local?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually right here in Ashland. I personally live in Chesterfield.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not far from you at all.
Do you own anything else in Petersburg?
Not at the moment. Not right now. I'm looking for some property in that area, though.
Yeah.
Now, your tenant that's there, are they on a lease?
I rent month to month with them.
Okay.
They're doing okay and keeping my property nice and everything. So right now I didn't need to generate extra income this year. And I've got to decide which route I want to go to so I won't have such a tax liability. So.
Well, have you ever thought about maybe doing something a little bit more creative? Whereas instead of taking it all at one time, you kind of did like, do you own it outright or do you have a mortgage on it?
I don't have a mortgage on it.
Okay.
But I had three in Petersburg. I've already sold two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of waiting on this one.
Okay.
And I, at my age, I really didn't want to reinvest it into another property anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Petersburg's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah.
But they seem to be kind of improving. I went for years and didn't ever get a tax bill. I always had to go in there and pay my taxes, and they finally start sending me a real estate tax bill every quarter now.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big mess, but the mayor of Petersburg and the treasurer kind of got me out of a awkward situation. So, but they're doing better.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard if they got the casino?
I was going to say, they did announce they're going to bring the casino out there. I hope that it's positively effective and that, you know, hopefully my only concern is, if anything, is just crime, you know?
I know.
Because people, they get jealousy is a terrible thing, you know?
A lot of people gamble away all the money.
Yeah, especially if you're already getting help. You don't need to have something else taking your money away that you need to be saving, you know.
But it may help the city of Petersburg financially more, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know.
Really, they had a problem billing people for water bills and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Anyhow.
But you know, when they do big stuff like that, you know what comes with it is, you know, people who want to invest in that casino also want certain things happening. So when the casino comes, so do the taxes come up. You know, that place becomes more prominent, so it costs more to sustain. You know, it's kind of like areas of, like, I don't know if you know much about downtown Richmond, but all the different areas that surround Richmond right now, the values have gone up so much because of all the work that they're doing, and people from like New York and all these different areas are coming into Virginia investing money, and so it makes everything cost more, you know. So
yeah, and I realize a lot of investors want to buy up the properties so they can rent to these immigrants because they know the government will pay the rent.
And that's
all
the sad
of that
part.
I heard here at Fort Lee, well, it's got a different name now.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called.
But they moved a lot of them into the housing there.
Wow.
So right now I'm pretty lucky. I'm just renting to regular people. Right.
I was going to ask you, though, I know you had mentioned before about the property and things like that. Have you invested any money into it in recent times?
Well, I've kind of did a lot of upgrades on it. I don't know what kind of picture you might have, but it's showing something many years ago, what I've seen. But I upgraded the porch and did that. It has, we had a fire there, I guess about 20 years ago. We had to upgrade everything then, the electric and walls and the roof and everything. So
wow.
Anyhow, I have replacement windows, and it's on a corner lot. It's a good location and a quiet neighborhood. That area was annexed to Petersburg years ago. So it's like living out in the country.
Yeah.
And it, Orange Lane is a little side road. And it's a subdivision all around my property. So, and it's convenient to stores, grocery stores, Dollar General, I think it's up in that area, and West Washington Street and Dominion Power. And my renters work for the Holiday Inn Motel right there on Borden Plank Road, so it's convenient for them. They don't have, they can be at work in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, call me back around March or something like that.
Okay. Now, I know you said you were concerned about, like, the taxes and stuff. One of the things that we've been paying attention to is because everything has gone up, the market's going to correct itself, and everything's going to start trickling back down as far as interest rates and even some home values, which was my biggest concern. I actually bought my personal home. I bought it in 2018. Thankfully, it was outside of that time of COVID. And I also got my house at a really, really good price at that time. But now that people were buying, you know, during that time and real spending a lot of money on the homes, once those values start to come back down, people are going to be upside down in their properties by a lot.
Every time I sold one in Petersburg, whatever I had left, they reassessed to make sure they were going to get X number of dollars out of me.
They're good at that, aren't they?
Yeah. And the last one I sold one earlier part of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for them to go up a dollar on Orange Lane.
That's funny.
They
it's
will.
Like playing Monopoly. The bank never loses, right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So I was going to ask, just as a reference, I know you were worried about, like I said, the taxes and stuff. Had you ever thought about doing like a owner finance?
Well, kind of. My daughter, it's just my daughter and me, because my husband died and my son died a couple of years ago, and it's just she and me, and her husband died.
Oh, no.
So we've actually had 6 people to die in the last couple of years.
Oh, my goodness.
Her husband, my, and my only other child died, and my brother, and then the mother of my grandchild, and I don't know. It's been something else. So my daughter said, well, Mom, maybe you are not on a finance. She thought maybe I should just sell outright, you know.
Yeah.
One day it'll probably fall in her lap.
Yeah, because I was thinking, because like I said, the owner finance situation, you're able to get more of your money, but evading a lot of those taxes, because you know what happens when you take it on loan, they come and get it. Yeah.
So
we could always do like an owner finance for a certain period of time and do one big balloon payment after that term, you know? So that way you're still getting income. Without having the headache of, you know, dealing with the property and all that type of stuff. But then at the same time, you know you're going to get whatever that full amount is at X amount of time. Or, God forbid, it happens, whoever that
heir
is.
Well, I'm waiting for these two sisters I'm renting to maybe, I think they were counting on Camilla
to
give them $25,000 to buy a home.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I hear things, but I always wonder, like, where is that going to come from? Cause...
Well, I know. I don't think the Democrats had any idea where all the money is
going. No, it was going to come from us, and eggs were going to be $12 a piece.
Yeah, we would really be
a 100 carton of eggs. Yeah. But
Me back around March or so next year. I'm not going to do anything else this year.
I totally understand. Well, I'll keep in contact with you and see how things go. And I know it's holiday season, so happy holidays to you. And good luck with everything. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.